Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Archer Jones Show. Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing it by myself, and I will tell you why. My co-host was supposed to be on here, but I guess like we had two different visions on how she wanted it done and how I want it done. Although it's my show, but it's not, I'm not like being like negative all the, all the time. It's like there's some positives and some negatives. Like there's things in life that's always negative. It's like you can't ignore that. Just talk about like positive stuff. It's like we're not the new day being the power of positivity. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like to talk about positive stuff. But it's like, how are you going to talk about, like, topics, but none of the positive? But that's just my view on it, and she's just going to be more behind the scenes, just sending me topics and news and things like that. But, hey, what more can we do? And I don't know why my Facebook is acting up, and I'm just trying to load some stuff. I guess what I can talk about is work. My job has a funny way to try to keep people around by they don't be nothing to do at times. Then they're like, oh, you can do this. Just coming out of nowhere. It's like, I don't mind the work and all that, but like, if there's nothing else to do, don't try to pop up with something the last minute and be like, oh, you got to do this. Just to try to keep people here. The problem was, like, half of the people I worked already left. And it was me and the few people that was stuck staying there until, you know, a certain amount of time. And the thing was, they were saying it was supposed to be an 8-hour day. I'm like, for what? Just taking out, like, putting stuff in there? And half of the problem is, like, they overstock things in stands. Because half of the time, there's nowhere to put them. So we have to just try to make room to put them at. And it's just like, wow, really? Just like, what more can you do? I guess just some of the changes I want to see at work is, like, not trying to, like, force a lot of stuff in, like, concession stands, because concession stands are not that big. Some of them are, like, very small, and some of them are, like, just very big. It's like, you can't fit everything in there. Just the bad thing is like, they over-order stuff. And it just gets difficult to try to, you know, do something about it. Just can't. But, God, let me just, I'm going to post everybody know that. Normally I would do Facebook Live on this one, but I'm not going to do it today. I'm just going to save, like, Facebook Live for, like, another time. And I'm just going to try to let everyone know that I'm alive and live. That's going alive and now live. That didn't sound right either. But you get where I'm going at. Although out here right now it's 70 degrees and I'm starting to sweat up the storm. So I'm not trying to damage my new hat that I finally wore today. So I'm just going to put that to the side. I'm going to take my shirt off. Oh, yeah, I got a beater on, so I'm not, like, shirtless or anything like that. That's better. Okay, I guess one of the things I'm going to talk about today is the streetcar. Although I was, like, too busy on Friday, people had opportunity to, like, to ask questions about the streetcar and also had an opportunity on riding it, too, to, like, it was just, like, going, like, certain areas. It wasn't going, like, far or anything, so kind of missed that. And I like the streetcar. It's, like, I think it's something good for downtown, which is right now is kind of suffering. Because, you know, like, stores, like, come and go. But you just never had that many stores, you know, stay open. It's like, Boston store is about to go. There's a lot of stuff in the grand that's gone already. And just looking at the back of your mind, it's just like, there ain't really much to do downtown. But like, go to games and go out to eat and go to clubs. That's cool, but you want to do more than like go to clubs. You want to like maybe go to a mall and shop. You just can't do that with not that many limited stores in the Grand. And I guess like Hazel had got like more information out of that. Like they're trying to make one side to like apartments, and it's like the thing is like there's already a whole bunch of apartments upstairs, and it's just like, why make more? And I just thought they were just going to add more stores on there, but they just added apartments, and it's just kind of like they're just doing ads backwards. Excuse my language. It's just backwards. I don't know how you're going to, you know, go to a mall and all you see is like apartment buildings and ain't that much stuff going on. And it's just like, it's just really, really doomed downtown. And, you know, like, not that many people, you know, go downtown. It's like, what else is there to do? But then again, we do got a new strip club, Silk Exotic, down there like across from the Marin. I guess something for the fellas to do, or a couple to do. And I know a lot of people was fighting that off for, like, years, and of course, me, I don't have no issue with it, but I guess, like, everybody else that was living in the area had the issues, thinking it was going to cause drama, and it was going to be bad, and people out there all night, and blah, 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 blah. But so far, I ain't heard any complaints or anything going on about it, so seems like it's just been pretty good. Oh, now y'all come. Here, you too. Things you do to try to get your dog to calm down, and at times, they just, like they made in their own world. But anyways, it's like we have the new arena and coming up and opening early fall, late summer, which I can't wait to see. I hope like when they get the chance, you know, have like a opening for people to look inside and see how it is and things like that. Well, from what it seems like, they got the Bucks Pro Shop, they got the signs up, and it's like probably on their off days, you know, they're going to have that store open, which is kind of good. It was something I was talking about last week that they needed to have, like, something like that for the Bucks. Because, like, a dog named the game got their selections and stuff like that, which is cool, but it's like, maybe they finally will have something for the big and tall, or, you know, just something for the big guys. Let's just put it like that. I'm sorry, just looking at something. Like, I guess a family reunion picnic. Well, while that comes up, just read the page. Well, why that come up? I just think there's good things that's going to happen downtown, and then starting with that arena. And I guess it took, like, a very long time for, like, other stuff to happen. Like, they got a couple of new hotels. The Northwestern building is, like, kind of like a big attraction there. And I'll just put married. You just hope that, you know, maybe they'll add like more stuff like mall stores, maybe add like a Hot Topic or just add like a clothing store besides like TJ Maxx. Just to have like more varieties like around the area. And like I've seen a few things like start being built, but I don't know like what they are, but seems like change is like coming, but most of it in a good way and some of it a bad way. Like I mentioned, like how they treat the brand, you just thought it was going to be like something big with like malls and stuff, and they're just trying to add like more apartment buildings to it, which is just like, why? I don't know, but it seems like they got a little bit more time to figure it out and see what they're going to do. So I'm going to play a few songs, and we will be right.
If you're one of us, then roll with us, 'cause we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course we does. We run in this town just like a club. And no, you don't wanna mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace. Got that click too.
hard.
Got that glitter on my eyes. Fucking crystal of the side. Looking sick and sexy fight. So let's go, oh, oh. Let's go. Tonight we're going hard, 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 hard. Just like the world is art, 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 art. We're tearing it apart, part, 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 part. You know we're superstars. Turn it up, tap, 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 DJ, turn it up, tap, 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 tap,
DJ, turn it up, tap, 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 tap,
DJ, turn it up, tap, 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 tap,
and we are back. I'm going to talk about a little bit of sports since I need to get in that subject on the show. Didn't talk much about it last week because there wasn't much to talk about on the Bucks end. But something that I saw yesterday, there was a video of Jabari Parker doing like shooting around, doing some like work, shooting workouts with none other than Ray Allen. And from what it seems like, he was getting some shots in, which was good that he's getting to work out with them. And it just sucks that, like, the potential that, like, you know, he got injured not once, but, like, twice. And the thing is like, what can you do with a player that's that good but gets hurt and he's a restricted free agent? It's like, what did he do in that situation? I know a lot of people want to say keep him, or as we got on certain Bucks groups, and you got idiots talking about trading him. What they make it clear is the only way you can trade a guy that's restricted free agent or, you know, a free agent, it's like a sign in trade. That's all like you can do. But it's like, if he did agree to the sign and trade, it's like, what team would take on the contract, which who knows, it could be big, it could be, who knows what it is. But just going to say my opinion about Jabari Parker. He's like a good scorer, but he's not a good defensive person, and he's playing out of position at the power forward. I've been kind of saying this since day one. It's like, I'm not saying he sucks or anything like that. It's just like, just from what the scouts are saying and stuff like that, it's like he's a good scorer and like most NBA ready, but he doesn't have any, he doesn't have that much defense. Maybe like if you do like a team defense, it'll probably work. He does have his moments as well. It's like one of the things that, like, you want to keep him or you just want to, like, let him go. And this is, like, how much he's worth, you know, to keep. Because, in my opinion, I would say if the Bucks decide to keep him, I'll give him no more than, like, $15 million a year. that's just me just saying that, but a lot of people was like trading them. Some people was like keeping them, and just right now they don't know what to do with themselves in this situation. Like, you got people like playing the GM and things like that. That, oh, this was me, I'll do this or I'll do that. But it's like you gotta look at both sides of it. It's like if you do a sign and trade, hopefully they get something back in return, which hopefully it'll be good if they decide to go that route. Or if they do keep them and sign them to at least, like I said, no more than $15 million a year. So give them like kind of like that Chris Middleton contract, which is a very good contract. And I'm just thinking that hopefully he doesn't ask for more than that, but who knows? I know they claimed that he turned down the extension that they was going to give him. Just one of those things, like, I know he's not listening to this show or anything like that, but if he is, if you want to stay in Milwaukee, you got to do some sacrifices, especially if you want to, like, win, like, the NBA championship or, like, when that's a team, and you feel comfortable here and living in the city. So if you like where you're from or you like where you're at, I shouldn't say from because he's from Chicago, but if you like where you're living at right now and don't want to change anything, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. I don't think that some NBA players get that you got to make some sacrifices and try to do with a good situation and stay with it. Right. As I was saying that, sacrifice a little. It's like after wherever, how many years you stay, if the Bucks decide to keep you and how much money you're getting, you have that opportunity to prove yourself and be like, if your stats are like, going up there every year, like your points per game average, rebounds or assists or whatever, wherever, if your stats keep going up and up every year after you, like, sign with them, you can be like, I'm worth a max contract. After that, you'd be unrestricted free agent, and you get your decision if you want to stay with the Bucks if they decide to sign you or go somewhere else. But I keep on having, like, visions and stuff. I'm like, this is crazy. But I'm thinking it's going to be between next season and the next 2 years. Bucks is going to win a championship. I could be wrong, but this is one of those crazy dreams that you just can't stop. And just keep coming and coming and coming. So I'm thinking between either this coming season or the next 2 to 3 years, they will win a championship. And I know some of y'all ain't got the patience like, oh, we got to win now and stuff. Yeah, they ain't win now, but, they like a piece or two away from being a contender for, like, the championship or being the biggest contender in the East that can stop LeBron James, and depending on where he goes, if he decides to stay in Cleveland, you didn't expect, like, Indiana to do that good. You didn't expect, I think Toronto was expected, but I guess they weren't expected to be like first place or whatever. Boston was expected. Oh, God. I can't believe I forgot who was the third seed. I know the fourth seed was Cleveland, but the third seed was Philly. expected them to be in the playoffs, but with the changes they made by before the trade deadline, they just, you know, they was on the streak. They was on the winning streak. So who would have thought that those movements that they made paid off? They ended up in the third seed. So that was a surprise. Like, I expected them to be in the playoffs, but I didn't expect them to be that high in the seeding, which I think next year they won't be that high in the city, in the seeding, as if they don't get LeBron James or whatever moves they make. I think they're not going to be in that top seed again. Because I think I wouldn't say it was like beginner's luck, but I would just say that it's just like one of those things that, like, you had a good thing and you build it up. That's what some teams got to realize, that if you, like, you want to build something, you keep building it up. And, like, with the Bucks GM, it's like he didn't make that many. Like, probably, like, the main move that he made was getting, like, Tyrese Zeller, which he wasn't playing all that bad, but he wasn't, I'd say he wasn't used enough. Eric Bledsoe, like, he was doing good, but just in playoffs, he just, then again, his first experience in playoffs in a long time, ever since he was with the Clippers. But he wasn't doing that good. And you just got to look back in yourself. It's just like, with the Bucks, like, what can you do? What can you do to improve this team to be better? And like I said, they had a better record this year than they did last year. But you didn't expect the East to be, like, this good. Although there's some people that's just thinking, like, oh, the East sucks. The East is not that good. No, the East, they were very good. Because normally when you're in the East, you don't have a 8th seed with a, you know, lower record. But you got like an 8th seed in the Washington Wizards, which is one of the surprising teams that fall off, with a, I think it was 41-41 record on the 500 mark. You never had a 500 mark team or higher, like in the playoffs in the East, until this past season. Which is just saying, like, the West is still strong, but the East is, they're getting there, and they kind of proved it this past season. And as back to the Bucks, like I said, with the GM didn't make that many moves this year, only like adding Tyler Zeller, adding Brandon Jennings, and adding some pieces here and there, and then letting them go, and adding, you know, Brandon Jennings, like, the last minute with his first game, it was nearly a triple-double. But he wasn't properly used either, and it's like, why they wasn't playing him in the playoffs, I don't know. I'm just still, like, in shock of, like, why they didn't play him. And, like, they did, like, a little too late with Shabazz Muhammad, playing him, like, the last minute, waiting to like game 3 and game 4 and things like that. It's just like really? Like, wow. But the Bucks got a lot of stuff to do this summer and this offseason. It's like, the NBA draft is next week. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to set a time that can be, I don't know if I'm going to be, like, watching the draft or just watching it online or how I'm going to do it, but I will be watching the draft, and I probably will do a live show based on the time of the draft and try to stay on there with you guys until the Bucks make their pick. And just going to, like, talk about it, analyze, or anything like that. If anybody wants to call in next week, talk about like the NBA draft and stuff like that, you can just give us a call at 858-947-6621. Again, that number is 858-947-6621. Call the show if you want to, like, add your opinions on about, like, who the Bucks should get on with that 17 pick. Should they trade that pick? Or they should try to trade higher up in that pick? Or trade down? Or try to get, like, a piece that they need? So, like I said, the draft is next week. And a week from this Monday, you got the NBA Awards, which I'm not going to watch because the finalist is not that interesting to me this year. I should have watched it last year, but this year I'm just not interested. And part of me is not interested anyway because I think it should be the fans that should vote. Not like the critics or anything like that to the Vomo, who they think should be, who should be MVP, who should be sixth man and stuff like that. Like it was, I guess it was worth the watch because you have Giannis winning Most Improved Player of the Year, and you have Malcolm Brogdon winning Rookie of the Year last season. So I guess it was just worth watching on that sense. But it's like the only category that the Bucks is on is like the best dunk, and I know Giannis is in that category with the best dunks. So, and I know it's up to the fans to vote, but I just don't see him winning that. I would want to see him winning, but I don't see it winning. I just don't. So, like, the book I have to do this summer, and also if they doing with the free agency, what they're going to do with Jabari Parker, or are they going to make some trades the off season, or like what they can do. It was like a YouTube video with some guys that was talking about the Bucks had like one of the best chances to land LeBron James. They was in the top 10 of the teams that like had the best shot of getting LeBron James. And they listed Milwaukee as number 8, which was kind of shocking to me because I wasn't thinking that, like, why did you come here? But then again, I guess you got to think about it. Like, look at the bits and pieces that they have, you know, like all the access that they got. But I know that some people got some cons of, like, not liking it and talk about they don't want that chance to come play in Milwaukee if he gets the chance. I say, if you can make the move, then make the move. If you can't, then try something else. Like, imagine if we did have him, the guy that likes to make his team better, not just himself. Of course, he makes himself and his team better. He's like a walking triple-double. Just like Giannis, he's a walking triple-double, too. But I guess, like, with Giannis, like, he's playing at the four now. And I'm just thinking that I think he was playing more at the small forward. He probably would, you know, get those chances and get, like, triple-doubles. But it's just interesting that he did so well in that position, and plus like career highs in points and rebounds for him. But I do think that he needs to do better in assists. But like you say, he's still got a lot of growing to do, and hopefully he figures it out sooner or later. But like he figured out, like he's getting the shooting, it's coming to him. But it's not where everybody wants it to be, but it's coming. He's just like, hopefully over the summer he works with a shooting coach and try to get that form perfected and get his shooting perfected too. Like I said, because I don't think nobody, if he was playing the small forward position, almost nobody can guard him. And that's just my opinion on that. But like I said, I'm going to do the NBA draft and stuff live and watch it and talk about it and just keep talking about it until, like, the Bucks made their pick and give out some pin facts or whatever the case may be on whoever they pick. They only got the first-round pick this year because they was lucky to get into that win-loss column, and I think they beat the because they was tied with – who was the 7th seed? I think it was Miami. The 6th seed was Miami, so, and they won that tiebreaker. And I think, what was it, the Pacers? I think it was Miami and Milwaukee that was two that was tied on that same seed, but Miami ended up getting the 6th seed and the Bucks getting the 7th seed. So that could be, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. But anyways, so we're going to do that next week. It's not going to be like news and topics and stuff like I normally would talk about. We're just going to talk about the NBA draft. So more information will be on there. So when you get a chance, just look at the information and or go to my on Facebook page or go to the WFSL Radio Network page and just figure out the scheduling and stuff. It's like, because next week is not like, the time is not set in stone, but it'll be like updated sometime tonight. So, I'm going to talk about more about the Bucks and some of the fans in a minute. I'm just going to play a song and we'll just talk about that. It'll be part of the You Suck segment too, so. Should be fun. I'll be back.
Baby. fuck you.
Broke back then, but a nigga rich now. Got dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Calling me up, cause your bad check bound. My new chick 100 and she got her own De Niro.
Zero.
You think I'm thinking about your ass?
Yep, now a single one to them haters in Wisconsin wrestling. So that's going to be another topic for another time. We're going to talk about Wisconsin wrestling. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about, but we got so much to talk about on that part, we ain't going to have no time. So I'm just down to 10 minutes left, and let's talk about the segment that you know you love, the You Suck segment. Okay, talk about a little something that sucks. Let's see. I know there's a couple of songs that Lonzo Ball got that's out in the video, and I know a lot of people was talking about it yesterday, including like a diss track to his teammate Kyle Kuzma, which is just, he said like a lot of stuff like he don't know his daddy and you can't shoot and all that stuff. And the thing was, he had a better rookie year than Lonzo did. And it's like, how are you going to talk about somebody that had a better rookie year than you did? You suck for that. Another thing that sucks, well, I wouldn't say it really sucks, but it's like, kind of really funny. You got he did a video called BITF, which means Ball in the Family, featuring his younger brother, who's getting drafted this year, D'Angelo Ball. If anybody didn't never seen his mom before, they'll see her on this video. I don't know, the video was just, it was too much. It was like just too much stuff going on, and it's just like, it just didn't, you know how some music videos have like a steady pace and certain scenes that just stay steady? This video was just like all over the place. And you got his dad on there too, saying a few things, and it just, really, you suck. Well, I'm going to have somebody else come over here and say something. Come here. What sucks for you? Okay. Okay. That sucks. And that's not what I wanted to play. There we go. I don't know why my ankle is itching, but anyways, we got a little bit of time, so I probably will just talk about the wrestling in Wisconsin. Some of the drama that's going on. I'm not going to say all of it, just some of it. Everybody's favorite starter, not starter, but shit starter, excuse my language, is always, let's see, he got a show that's going to be at the end of the month, and I just find it ironic and funny that we did SummerFest first, and it didn't happen, you know, the year after that, 2014. But then just suddenly, you have a show ever since, and blaming another Fed owner for taking it, and you're the one doing the show, which I try to act stupid on this, but I'm not stupid. I know that he has something to do with it. And it's just like, why try to start like so much drama? Like, should we, like, in Wisconsin wrestling, like, try to help each other out and be there and things like that? And it just, people just like to start drama. It just sucks so much. We got good wrestling up north. We got good wrestling starting up, like, in around the west side of Wisconsin. And you got here where, like, all the drama and stuff always happens because of a certain promoter. Just can't keep business to himself or try to just start drama. Not healthy. And I know some people are going to be happy to the day he's gone. They don't have to deal with him anymore. But can't wish death on anybody. But you can hope that some people change their stripes and do better, because it's like, they might be doing good, but they ain't doing better as they should. I think it was like a article that I done. I think it was the year before I done this article that, like, we need to start working together and not putting each other down and, like, do some collaborations with wrestling shows and stuff like that. Like, we did a few collaborations with certain wrestling fans and things like that. And it's like, I'm down with working with everybody, but I'm not going to work with people that's like just full of drama and just want to start something or trying to claim that they better than this person, they better than that person. Because if you want to claim you're this better person, you better, then you're the best at everything you do and you're better than everybody, then you ain't gonna have that many people want to work with you, or sooner or later people are gonna get sick of it, or they just deal with you just to deal with you. But, and also the person wants everybody to, you know, kiss his behind, but that's how, you know, there are a few groups that are gone because of this person. And like, we didn't go anywhere. We just step back and start doing other things and try to work on what can make WFSO better and all that stuff. And I guess I was just thinking about the 10th anniversary that's coming up next year, and I do got big plans for that, but that'll be for another time in another place. So tomorrow will be WFSO's fan view. It will be tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we're going to talk about wrestling, the world of wrestling, Money in the Bank, and all that good stuff. I know, I got 90 seconds left. But also, Hazel got a two-hour special next Wednesday with a couple of guests on her show. It's the same time, but it'll just be 2 hours. It'll be next Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central. So check that out. Also, look at WFSO Radio Network on Facebook. Look for Van View on Facebook as well. The Archer Jones Show on Facebook as well. If you got like any suggestions, any news, topics, or anything you want me to talk about, post them on there. Also, check out the website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.Weebly.com. And also, check us out here on Blog Talk Radio with like past shows and other stuff that you probably would like to hear. But, we're going to be out of time because I'm going to talk about this for a second. Sometime in March, we had one day that we had like over 300 views. I don't know what show it was on, but we had over 300 views on one of the shows. I can't tell what it is, but I don't know. But we got to go. We're out of here, and y'all can hear from me tomorrow.